Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Mantilla. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dave Wickersham. And now, play ball. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops it up and throws to first, with Wickersham covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to third. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lump tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is hit by the pitch. Dick Williams pinch runs for Frank Malzone. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams now playing third base. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Wilson drops the ball. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cimolai moves to second. One out. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-1 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jimenez moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Geiger trying to get to third. Cimolai throws the ball into Charles, who tags Geiger for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mantilla moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mantilla moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mantilla scores. Yastrzemski scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Clinton moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-1 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimoli strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mantilla bunts towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to third for the out. Geiger moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Geiger moves to third. Mantilla moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Geiger scores. Mantilla moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant hits a pop-up towards short. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Clinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nixon moves to second. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jimenez strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to second. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-2 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart juggles the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Seaborn scores. Charles moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charles scores. Lau moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Rakow now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Mantilla reaches second base with a double. Geiger moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Geiger scores. Mantilla scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to second. Dale Willis now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nixon for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jimenez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Schilling reaches second base with a double. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schilling scores. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Geiger moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-3 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Stewart strikes out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Clinton moves to second. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-3 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Edwards pinch hits for Dale Willis. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Lump reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.